Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com speaking with Mercer County Health Department Administrator Carla Ewing on this first day of May. And we get an update kind of on the COVID-19 situation. I know 8 positive tests thus far during this pandemic here locally. So can you elaborate, I guess, a little bit about the numbers as it relates, well, to the positive tests? We said 8 and the amount of tests overall in the county.
Yeah, I can attest to the 8 that we have. That is 8 positives, and we have been at that number now for a week. And so we're excited to see that, you know, we have it bumped up this week in that. We do know for sure that we had 143 negative as of this morning. But, you know, those numbers, we've kind of quit talking about the negative numbers just because of the fact that there's an increased number of testing locations, some even out of state. Folks have shared with us that they've went out of state to get testing, whether it be over into Muscatine or up into Davenport, and we don't receive the data on that. So the only time that we are notified is if it is a positive. So we believe that those negative tests are much higher. But we just don't have any way of indicating how much higher they are, because we do know, like with the state's increased testing, you know, well over 10,000 tests a day, we do know more testing is occurring.
I know May 1 is a key date here with this executive order or the stay-at-home order and the change requiring the face covering going forward in a public place. Do you want to elaborate still on these kind of guidelines that people are being asked to adhere to?
Sure. One thing I would ask folks, if you are online on social media, on Facebook, please check out our Facebook page. We have linked, put the link to the executive order there so that it pretty clearly spells out what the expectation is. And with this face mask, we've had quite a bit of conversation on that. It is in places where you cannot social distance more than 6 feet, but it also states in the executive order in public places such as stores. So anybody over the age of 2 that medically can wear one should be wearing a mask. And I do want to talk just a minute about that, because I've seen a lot of things over the past few days of folks wearing masks where they've got the mask below their nose, their mask resting on their chin. And we want to make sure that folks know that these masks need to fit properly. If it's too tight, you're going to be constricted to breathe, that kind of thing. And we have posted some information on our Facebook specifically about masks. And I know there are folks within the community that are making actually the cloth masks, those kinds of things. So there might be outreaches there for folks to get those if they don't have it.
I was going to ask you, too, you mentioned social media, and there's been a lot of conversation as the stay-at-home order continues. And, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic appears to now be kind of a political hot-button issue in terms of, you know, do we need more restrictions, less restrictions, stay-at-home order? Do we need to stop that, extend that? I guess, what's your take in all of this conversation as you try to digest some of the information that you see on social media, and then whether you have to affirm that, confirm that, or deny that, or I don't know. I mean, just I guess your take on all this. As I mentioned, it's become a really hot button topic among people, and a lot of the conversation is occurring on social media, whether it's right or wrong.
Oh, yeah, we've been living in that world quite a bit in the past several weeks, and we have made it our mantra at the health department to really try to push out information from public health and from CDC. These folks are the ones that we have to go to for the information as far as numbers, testing, information, our follow-up guidance, all of those things. So we try very hard to stay that line. And you talk about social media, and I do want to just touch base, too, on national media. We are getting so much information from so many different sources that it's very hard. And I've talked to several people, especially those that are at home, the elderly, that kind of thing, that it frightens them, and I hate to see that. And I try hard to stay out of the politics of things, especially a pandemic. But it is funny that you say that, because I told a colleague when they said, I hope they just let IDPH deal with this versus it being political. I said, oh, it's always political. It's just part of what we deal with in our world. That being said, I will say that there is a work group working with IDPH that is filtering information, and I just completed a survey yesterday, reached out to a lot of our leadership in the county asking for input, and it was about everything from, you know, what were challenges we're facing to how the executive order is going to be perceived, you know, so they are looking at, we do have some regional representation, and I was very pleased with that. We got a voice and we spoke to that. Spoke to the 30-day extension, that kind of thing. So we are able to push that information back up. And things I am hearing from the director at IDPH, those things are being heard. So from a political standpoint, I'm not going to comment to that other than to say that as much as I can say, I will say, and I know that other leaders in our area are doing the very same thing. You know, here's what our communities are facing. You know, here's what our businesses are facing. We're being very truthful about, you know, the results of this pandemic. And to give everybody, I will never question a heart motive, but I will question methods. And I think everybody is trying their hardest to do what they can to keep the community safe.
And just getting back then to Mercer County here locally, and you brought up the challenge to track the testing numbers, because people can get tested outside the Mercer County jurisdiction, meaning, well, do maybe that information's not going to be disseminated back to us, so we don't know how many additional negative tests we have. Now, the other thing that I hear a lot of is, well, you know, you're reporting, WMJ is reporting the positive tests, but you're not reporting the status of recovery. And my response to some of that is, well, there have been zero deaths of the positive case we've reported, so that means they must be headed in the right direction, because we haven't been told any of these COVID-19 patients have died. Your response to that when people say, well, what's the status of recovery for these positive tests?
Very good question, and we have received the same request and the same questions and those types of things. We decided early on, because everything was so fluid, that we wanted to be very careful with the information that we gave out to protect those. I'm sure folks have seen, you know, people want to know where they live, what town they live in, you know, all of those types of things. And we have to protect their personal health information and who they are. That being said, we do follow all of our cases per the IDPH guidelines. We don't follow them, you know, for months on end. There's a certain period that our staff do follow up, check in with them daily. They are and monitoring their symptoms. At that point, it goes between them and their provider. You know, these folks, you rightly assume, they can be through various stages of recovery. If no one's passed away, they are in a stage of recovery. And so we just don't speak to that, because every case can be different. Somebody can have very, very mild forms, which we're seeing a lot of folks that are recovering and fine. Some people can have lingering effects. You know, it might be harder for them to fight the virus off. It's all very unique to the person. So we just made it our decision at that point that we weren't going to speak to recovery. Those folks, if they want to talk to it, they can, you know, they can present their case or whatever, however they want to do it. But we're not going to do that to our folks that are trying to recover from this.
All right. Carla Ewing is the administrator of the Mercer County Health Department, joining us on WMJ and WMJ.com.